Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back, folks. We have been talking to a number of folks, providing some great information, and we've got more to come. We've been talking about the why, the role that they play throughout our community, the role that they play here in Plaquemines Parish and Belchase and Port Sulphur and Burris. And we've also talked about Primary Care Plus and the role that they play throughout the metro area as well, and all of South Louisiana, to be exact. And we thought it would be great to bring someone on to talk about just Plaquemines Parish, its economy, what's going on here, obviously. And the health part of this with the Y and all the other organizations is important. But the, you know, what makes up Plaquemines from a business perspective, from a community perspective, is important as well. And Trey Ansardi joins us. He's a lifelong resident of Plaquemines Parish. He's worked in the financial services industry for the past 10 years as a certified financial planner with the Ansardi Group. He's also an active member of the Y here and so many other organizations throughout Plaquemines. Trey, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noel. Thank you for having me.
Plaquemines has had a lot of exciting things going on here lately, either projects that have come to fruition, projects that are being considered at the present time. It seems like they've really been in the mix with almost every one of these major developments.
No, you're absolutely right, Newell. And really, the name that everyone hears about is of course, Venture Global.
Right.
They're officially exporting liquefied natural gas. They have been doing so for some time now. Recently, they celebrated, I believe, their 100th ship of export. So that's very exciting. And what's even more exciting is that Venture Global is actually looking to expand upon their current facility, which is expected to begin around 2027. And I would imagine in the next 24 to 36 months after that is when you would start to see, you know, more production, you know, from that end. But it's a very exciting time here in Plaquemines because of, you know, a group like Venture Global. They bring a lot of economic impact and development, and it's really a trickle-down effect. Well, it's, of course, a big company like them, but it really allows, you know, businesses here in our community to really thrive. And so we've been very grateful for Venture Global's support and their partnership.
Absolutely. And as we know, that as we've gone and Plaquemines has experienced this like other parishes in the southeast, the fluctuation of the fossil fuel industry, the oil industry and natural gas, you know, people coming in, people going out. When you have a plant like Venture Global in the way and the construct of what they do, they're more permanent, right?
Yes, no, they're definitely here to stay, and I think that's indicative by just the, you know, pure investment they're putting into this. You know, so their next phase I was alluding to earlier, I believe that's an investment of about $18 billion, so billion with a B as in boy.
Yeah.
So a very large impact here in our community and really throughout the region. It's one of those projects where, you know, they get a lot of exposure and partnership, not only from the local level, but also from the state level and even federal level. So it's one of those projects that is going to impact our community for a very long time.
And there's a lot of other things going on in the parish.
Oh, yes.
As
no,
well,
absolutely.
I mean, some other developments, too.
Yeah, absolutely. From a infrastructure standpoint, a project that our community has been, you know, fighting for many years, even before my time, is the Peters Road Bypass Bridge project. And for those who are unfamiliar with what that is a bridge that would cross from Peters Road directly over the Industrial Canal into the into Plaquemines Parish. And for the first time in a long time, due to not only PABI, but also other organizations throughout the West Bank and really region, have really stepped up to the plate to really push this towards LADOTD, and now it's in re-engineering and redesign phase. And we feel very optimistic that we'll actually see, you know, shovels in the ground as early as 2027.
And that gives another ingress, egress into Plaquemines Parish.
Yeah, so that project serves multiple purposes. So, as you said, ingress, egress into Plaquemines, which is huge given where we are. That can be an alternate evacuation route for
sure.
Our residents. Where we are in the heart of downtown Belchase, it can relieve, you know, some traffic issues there. But also, very importantly, too, it does create a new opportunity for, you know, economic growth and development, because part of that project would essentially create a roadway through Walker Road, which has a lot of opportunity for expansion, industrial parks, things of that nature. And really, you know, the resource here in Plaquemines Parish is our river, you know, the Mississippi River. So a lot of opportunity for that to be developed, whether it be new LNG facilities or anything else. You know, just having that infrastructure to get in and out in an efficient manner makes a huge difference.
Trey, obviously there was a lot of you know, friction, I guess, is one way of putting it, over the Mid-Barataria Sediment Diversion mm-hmm. Project. I think now they've put this issue to rest. And obviously there is a desire for multiple dredge sites along this side of the river working into Plaquemines. Do you have any information or updates on that?
Nothing definitive, but I know you know, the Plaquemines Parish Administration has been working very diligently with CPRA and other you know, stakeholders to come up with an alternative solution, because, you know, although this project is scrapped, it doesn't mean that the issue of coastal restoration goes away.
Right.
So there definitely needs to be an alternative solution. Again, I know our administration, Plaquemines Parish, they're working very hard to come up with a solution. You know, I believe they are working on some sort of land bridge. But again, I don't have all the details on that, unfortunately.
There was a lot of work being done on the back levee as part of the CPRA projects. Is that still being
done? It's still very much going on. You know, with the Plaquemines Parish Director of Coastal Restoration, you know, they are very busy with levee projects, you know, going on for at least another 2+ years. So that's still very much in the works. And even with the Mid-Barataria Sediment Diversion being scrapped, you know, those levees are constantly being built and improved over the next, you know, at least 3+ years.
And I know that the parish, in my view, they've done an incredible job of pivoting and being able to address the saltwater intrusion issue up the Mississippi River. I mean, who'd have thunk? But it's
right.
But it's there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. And what's, you know, great about, you know, the administration we have on our team is they are very proactive on that. You know, it's just one of those things where you just have to monitor it, but you know, we do believe we do have the facilities and the resources and also a plan. There's a long-term plan to, from an infrastructure water perspective, to have the Belchase pumping, you know, a water station to be able to provide water throughout the entire parish. And, you know, that would help big time, definitely, with the saltwater intrusion, because, you know, Belchase is essentially the last line of defense as it comes to water.
Now, what are your other volunteer big paying jobs? You're the chairman of the board of the Plaquemines Association of Business and Industry, which is kind of like the Chamber of Commerce equivalent, right?
No, that's exactly right. And we also, you know, we serve as the voice for the business community here in Plaquemines. And really our job is, you know, jobs, I should say, is, you know, working with our business owners and our members, you know, to help address anything that they need, but also working with, whether it be local, you know, regional or even state administrators and governments and other stakeholders to make sure that, you know, any, you know, issues or really any opportunities that, you know, come up that, you know, they're addressed and that we can help, you know, go forward, because we are at the end of the day try to grow from an economic development standpoint. So always having those conversations. But also, like you had mentioned, we are a business, you know, chamber to an extent. You know, we do hold monthly luncheons where we'll have a guest speaker. You know, we do hold a variety of networking opportunities. And so it's just a good way to get to know your fellow neighbor, your fellow business owners, and also, you know, be exposed to a lot of great people throughout our region.
So where would y'all, where would you say is the top three issues for you guys in Plaquemines?
Yes, so definitely infrastructure. I'd say that.
So you know, infrastructure is a big word. So yes, at a granular level,
of course,
what would it be?
Roads, traffic. Yeah, so again, working on that Piers Road bypass project, that would be a huge solution to that. Water, so again, another, you know, fancy way of saying infrastructure, due to the saltwater intrusion. And also, I want to consider as a challenge as much of an opportunity is, you know, on the central southern end of Plaquemines Parish, there's a great opportunity to, you know, develop economically from a, you know, whether you want to call it port or just, you know, industrial, you know, business out there. So that's, I would consider more of an opportunity. But I think it's just trying to get, you know, people and stakeholders to realize, you know, what the resource is down here, how much opportunity there really is, and the fact that, you know, we're the last, you know, port before the Gulf of Mexico, or Gulf of America, rather.
Yeah. Sometimes I guess that gets lost in translation, right?
Mm-hmm. It sure does, particularly with the LIT project happening. There's a lot of momentum on that, of course. Yeah, so it's very easy for that to get lost. And, you know, the Port of New Orleans has the advantage of, you know, being in business for about 400 years.
Right.
You know, obviously they're strategically located, but there's also, again, a lot of opportunity. Yeah, I think there's plenty of room in the sandbox for, you know, all these different ports to come together. And I believe it was last year, the year before last, you know, state legislator set up a, I guess, a port committee where it's the top, you know, the bottom five, you know, deepwater ports in our region to really start collaborating, working together. So, you know, so I'm very optimistic that they'll come out with some really good projects, good ideas on how to really, how everyone can, you know, really be successful and grow together.
So I think that's two. What would be the third?
As far as challenges go, yeah, so again, roads, water, yeah, so like I said, I really can't think of any other, but those are really our main two. Again, the last one I consider more of an opportunity than a challenge, but again, it is a challenge in its own right, again, for people to realize the resource that is down here. But I guess as I'm thinking about it live, I would say that, you know, the southern end of our parish, you know, there's a great opportunity. When Venture Global, you know, came through the construction phase and really building out the plant. But, you know, Venice, Louisiana is a, you know, has a, you know, great facility, great, you know, port infrastructure, but it's just finding different ways to be more diverse in our economy, not so reliant, as you said, on oil and gas, and not even reliant just on liquefied natural gas, finding other ways in which, you know, Plaquemines can even be more attractive from a business and economic development perspective.
Yeah, it occurs to me that the geographic location offers a huge amount of opportunities. Mm-hmm. The world is changing so fast, we never really know what's on the horizon sometimes and what's headed our way that we'll be able to take advantage of.
No, you're absolutely right. But, you know, but the Louisiana Gateway port, you know, they're very proactive on finding, you know, all and any opportunities, because like I said, it is a very dynamic, you know, marketplace that we live in today, more so than ever. And so they're doing a very good job of, you know, working on those opportunities to see what is viable. And also too, you know, we have a wonderful asset here of the Naval Air Station here, the Joint Reserve Base here in Belle Chasse, you know, right behind us.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. Do you know what the plans are? I mean, you know, they're, do they intend to grow that base? I mean, you know, we went through a period of time where they were trying to eliminate a number of bases, and mm-hmm. I know we had to work hard to save that base. What do you see?
So what I see and what I hear is that, again, the fancy word infrastructure, they definitely need to make some improvements and things of that nature on their runways, you know, aging infrastructure. That base has been there for a very long time. But the Louisiana Gateway Port, you know, they are actually in the works of trying to partner with the base to get some sort of joint usage perspective where, you know, we can import or really export you know, items out of here in Plaquemines Parish. So just really trying to work
by air.
By air. Yes.
Well, that exactly would be right. Huge, right?
It would be. It would be very huge. I know the Louisiana Gateway Port is very proactive in meeting with the captain on the base and his team to have those discussions on how that looks. You know, what's viable, and as I'm sure you know, Newell is very, you know, complex red tape working, you know, using federal government facilities, but no, they are very proactive on trying to, you know, have another purpose on that, you know, on that base.
I mean, I guess because there are some opportunities like in the breakbulk world that mm-hmm. you could stick products on a plane and get it on out of here and move it on out, you know.
No, that's exactly right. So it's just trying to manage, you know, what comes first, the chicken or the egg.
Right.
You know, do you, you know, kind of build out the Naval Air Station to have, be able to take on break bulk, or is it the opposite where, hey, do you have to build out the facilities, you know, on the river, on the docks, on that end to be able to ship it to there and on out of, you know, Plaquemines through air?
Yeah, yeah. That's interesting. I mean, you know, do you know if there's been any other military bases that have done something similar, like with the joint use model?
I believe it has been done. I just can't cite any ones, but you know, I believe that has been done before. So I don't think this would be, you know, setting precedent.
I
think again, it's just having those dialogues, having those conversations, and I would say probably most importantly is just trying to, you know, get through that, I don't say bureaucratic, but maybe bureaucratic red tape to make sure all that works out logistically.
Final thoughts?
Yeah, so, you know, final thoughts are, you know, here, this, you know, really, you know, discuss Stroke Awareness Month. Luckily, personally, I don't have a lot of in-depth experience with stroke victims, but, you know, I've seen it, and I've seen firsthand what the YMCA, particularly the Belchase YMCA, has done to help stroke victims to really get them back to their full selves. Not just physically, but also psychologically and emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one thing. Having, you know, going through a stroke, it's not just the physical part, it's the emotional part, particularly for the caregiver, you know, which a lot of times is a family member or a spouse. But no, we just continue to appreciate, you know, the Y here in Belchase, because really they serve, you know, many purposes from a community perspective, a wonderful community partner. And Pabi, we actually use their boardroom upstairs as our monthly board meeting. So they mean to us a lot in more ways than one.
Absolutely. This is definitely the center of the community in many ways, right?
It is. And also this serves a geographical you know, location where if you're asking someone for directions or vice versa, they say, oh, it's just past the Y, or it's right by the Y.
Right,
so
by the Y.
it does serve a very, you know, very much of a centerpiece here in our community.
Well, Trey Ansardi, thank you so much for joining us. Trey serves as the chair of the board of the Plaquemines Association of Business and Industry, and we appreciate your time and your insight, and have a great week.
No, thank you, Newell. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We are broadcasting live from the Belchase YMCA with Primary Care Plus, with People's Health, and with so many others, and Venture Global as a sponsor. We want to thank them again. And when we come back, we're going to visit with Dr. Jose Cusco, and we're going to be talking about stroke prevention. So stay with us.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
With us. So, folks, we are live here with Primary Care Plus at the Bell Chase YMCA, and we've been here all morning recognizing World Stroke Day. So keep listening live or come celebrate with us in person. We're out here. They got some booths out here. You can get a lot of information, and also has some food out here as well. So come by and say hello. And we're now joined by Dr. Jose Cusco, a physician at the Primary Care Plus Clinic in Algiers. He's going to talk about and explain strokes and the ways to help prevent them. Doc, welcome to the show.
Oh, glad to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us. So let's jump in here. How long have you been with Primary Care Plus?
Well, I started with them in March in the Algiers Clinic, but I've been in practice for over 30 years.
And tell us a little bit about your background in healthcare.
Well, I did my pre-med work at Emory University, Atlanta. Then I went up to Boston University for medical school, my residency in Birmingham. I worked in LaPlace at River Parish's Hospital for a very long time and eventually wound up here.
How'd you end up in Louisiana?
I'm from New Orleans.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, awesome. I moved around a lot when I was a kid, but yeah. I'm from the city originally.
You had to come back, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Spent a lot of money on airfare.
Yeah. So what drew you to Primary Care Plus?
A couple of things. I really like the people that I interviewed with. Very laid back, very easy to work with. And it's really a great place to practice because we have 30-minute appointments for most patients and an hour for new patients. So there's no rush to, you know, be rushing people in and out.
And I guess when we think about that, especially with the elderly population and some of the health challenges that they face, stroke being one of them,
yeah.
Right? So let's talk about strokes as we honor World Stroke Day. And so let's start with basics. What is a stroke?
A stroke is when part of the brain loses its blood supply and thus its oxygen supply. The brain cells start dying very quickly. There's two types. You can have the ischemic stroke, which is the most common. That's like 85-90% when the blood vessel gets blocked. The other 10% or so are called hemorrhagic. That's when there's actually a bleed in the brain tissue proper.
And when you say very fast, I mean, what are you talking about? Minutes?
Minutes count. If you know, somebody has a stroke, you know, we want them to get to the emergency room as quickly as possible, do an imaging study we call a CAT scan to see if whether it's an ischemic or a hemorrhagic stroke. If it's ischemic, we can give these clot-busting drugs, and they're much more effective when you catch them early.
Now, I've heard this because my dad suffered from this called mini strokes. So what's the difference between a mini stroke and, I guess, full onset stroke?
Well, a mini stroke is formally called a transient ischemic attack, or a TIA. That's a temporary stroke symptom. So somebody will have slurred speech or a weak arm or a weak leg that lasts about an hour or so. About one in three people who have a TIA will go on to have a full stroke later unless you take measures to prevent them.
And so one in three is a high...
It's a pretty high number.
Pretty high probability.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And I guess the things that are influencing that if you continue on after having the TIA, I guess that probability probably goes up, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So what else affects your stroke?
Well, we talk about risk factors. The most important risk factor is age. The older you are, the more likely you have a stroke. Two-thirds of them happen after the age of 65.
So why is that?
The blood vessels tend to get narrower. You're more likely to have a condition, like atrial fibrillation, which can throw clots into the blood vessels in the brain.
Mm-hmm. And then your sex?
Yeah, sex, absolutely. A stroke is more common in males, but women tend to live longer, so their absolute risk is higher than men. But okay. for any given age, it's more common for a man to have a stroke.
And is there a genetic connection?
Yeah, family history plays a role. If one of your parents or one of your siblings had a stroke, you're more likely to have one yourself, I suppose, as you didn't have that family history.
I often hear many of my friends talk about, you know, their dad died at age 50. And I've heard other friends say, you know, who are close to my age, 65, I'm the longest living male in my family, right. You know, due to either heart attack or stroke. So there's, I guess, that strong genetic connection that you were talking about.
Genetic connection, and also some people take better care of themselves than others.
And so... Is it lifestyle or genetics that plays more of a predominant role?
It's both. It's, you know, we call nature and nurture. It's both. Risk factors that you can affect is one thing, you know, staying physically active. A sedentary lifestyle makes you more likely to have a stroke. Eating an unhealthy diet, fatty foods, salty foods. Smoking is the worst thing you can do. The second biggest risk factor for stroke after age is smoking cigarettes.
And why is that?
Cigarette smoke directly poisons blood vessels. It causes thickening of the arteries. So it does a lot of other bad things too, but you know, as far as stroke is concerned, that's the effect. Other things affect it. High blood pressure is huge. High cholesterol, diabetes. Managing all these things will help decrease your risk of stroke.
And obviously a lot of those ailments are your diet, lack of exercise, you know.
Lifestyle, absolutely.
Lifestyle,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So can you actually prevent a stroke?
The American Heart Association did a study, and they thought that up to 80% of strokes could be prevented with healthy habits and good, consistent medical care to control blood pressure, control blood sugar, and control cholesterol.
So I guess when you think about that, so if there's intervention that's going to be very helpful, how often should you visit, like, Primary Care Plus if you're 65, let's say? I know it's going to differ at multiple ages.
We tend to see people, our patients, every 3 months if they have any of these things we were talking about going on. If somebody's very, very healthy, takes really good care of themselves, I still want to see them every 6 months or so.
So let's talk about, we've mentioned the word healthy a bunch of times, so let's talk about that. What are the healthy habits for stroke prevention?
Keeping your weight down, keeping a good, healthy exercise routine going. I recommend exercising at least 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. You know, your doctor can help you create a good, effective exercise program, and also eating right. Whole grains, fruits and vegetables, lean proteins, low fat, low salt, you know, there's something called a Mediterranean diet, which pretty much fits this bill. And then smoking is huge. I don't care if it's cigarettes, cigars, tobacco, even e-cigarettes. E-cigarettes have nicotine, and that causes your blood vessels to narrow as well.
In fact, there's some new studies coming out talking about these e-cigarettes and vaping that actually, in many cases, may be worse than just an actual cigarette.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, that's still being looked at, but you know, cigarettes have all that tar in them, and mm-hmm. they have all the carcinogens. But we know that e-cigarettes raise blood pressure, and there is some data that people tend to have higher incidence of stroke and heart attacks.
So you obviously want to start your healthy habits as early as possible in your life, right? Yeah. I mean, that's the optimum. But the reality is that's not what we do. If you had just your intuition, I'm not looking for a scientific study, but where would you say might be the critical age point that you really need to kind of look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, I have been doing a lot of unhealthy things. Now's the time for me to get my act together.
40 at the latest, 30 be better.
Yeah.
You know, keeping your weight down, you know, putting the cigarettes down. Fortunately, you know, the incidence of smoking in this country has gone down considerably in the last 20 or 30 years. So I think we're moving in the right direction in some degree.
Yeah, you know, I was interviewing Dr. John Colfrey, a surgical oncologist, the other day for Breast Cancer Month.
Uh-huh.
And they were talking about how more and more young adults are being diagnosed with breast cancer, both males and females.
Yeah.
Do we see something similar relative to strokes, do you know?
I think the incidence of heart attacks gone down, strokes gone down a little bit, mostly because younger people are avoiding some of these things. The main thing that's keeping everything going is our obesity epidemic. You know, that's a big problem.
Yeah, in fact, I had someone, an expert in obesity, on the other day talking about, I mean, the obesity rates in Louisiana are off the rails.
Yeah.
I was shocked by the numbers.
Yeah, we're the second or third fattest state in the country right now.
Yeah, and so that has a very strong influence on the propensity for a stroke.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. If people want to find out more, they can go to primarycareplus.com. You can see all of the locations. And as Dr. Cusco pointed out, you know, they spend a lot of time with their patients and learning about their family history and working with them and, you know, kind of playing that gatekeeper, model and getting them to where they need to be, which is huge. And if you have any, if you were to say, we talked briefly about this, but let's end with this. I'm sitting in a chair and I have this high propensity for stroke and I feel my lip drop or my face drop, or I have difficulty speaking, or I can't lift my arm. What should I do?
You should go to the emergency room as quickly as possible.
Right. That's probably a stroke.
That's a good chance, sure.
Yeah. And any other things that it might be an indication?
Confusion, loss of vision is another one. Dragging a leg. Hand that won't work.
Yeah. And a lot of this can just come on just at any moment, right?
They tend to come on pretty suddenly, yeah.
Suddenly, yeah. So best thing to do is call 911, get to an emergency room, because time matters,
Time matters. Time is huge. We like to, if we're going to give somebody a clot-busting drug, we like to do it in less than 3 hours.
From the original
event, correct.
Event. So 3 hours. That's great advice. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Dr. Jose Cusco, appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
I hope I'm not butchering your last
name
too bad.
It's fine. It's fine.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
We're broadcasting live here at the Bell Chase YMCA, folks, with Primary Care Plus. We will be right back for final thoughts when we return. Stay with us.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back, folks. Just a reminder that tomorrow, where you will have Michael Heck and G&O Inc., they moved, they're typically on today. We're going to have them on tomorrow in the 11 o'clock hour, and then we'll have Rafi Goyeneche at noon tomorrow, and so I just wanted to make sure that you are aware of that. We've had a great day out here at the Y. I want to thank them for their hospitality at the Bell Chase Y. Beautiful facility, a lot of great folks out here, folks from Primary Care Plus, People's Health, food, drink. It's been a great time, and Rebecca Remetich, Manager of Marketing for Primary Care Plus, joins us. Rebecca, a lot of great information. I know y'all spend a lot of time on doing this in order to educate folks as to what's out there, what will work for them. Talk about today and talk about the future of Primary Care Plus.
Hi, Noel. Thank you so much for having us today. Yes, a big part of what we do at Primary Care Plus is community outreach, and that is through health and wellness education. Today here at the Y, We are celebrating healthy aging and our seniors. Along with that, it happens to be World Stroke Day. So we took this opportunity to really kind of educate people on the severity of stroke and the symptoms and what we should do. So today we're culminating this event with a health and wellness education seminar by Dr. Cusco.
So, and I also love the way that y'all collaborate with other parties, you know, the YMCA, for example, and we got to visit with a stroke victim and what the Y, you know, has meant to them, you know, with their gyms. And I know that y'all have a close nexus to the Y.
Yes, we like to have an impact, you know, in all the communities that our 12 clinics reside in. And the YMCA does a lot of good work, and they're a great community partner for us to be a part of what they're doing and the difference they're making.
So what's the future hold for Primary Care Plus? I know y'all have been growing the number of locations, which has been exciting, quite frankly. For me, I've just kind of been watching y'all. And I love the locations that y'all have picked. And obviously, in those cities, the people really have, I think, reacted positively to the manner in which y'all provide health care.
Yes, our model of care is quite different than you'd find in other primary care clinics. We try to enter into communities and become involved so we can, you know, not only have you as a patient, but be a part of your family. It's a very big part of what we do. We spend a lot more time with our patients than most clinics do. Your appointment times can be anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour 15. I can attest to that. I was waiting to speak with Dr. Schwartner, who's at our HOMA clinic one day, and they're like, oh, she should be out in any minute. I sat there for 45 minutes waiting for that doctor to come out, and she had already been in the exam room for 30 minutes. So that, you know, that's almost a two-hour appointment. So, you know, they really do not only say that they're going to do things, but Primary Care Plus really does make an impact, and I truly believe that. So it's really easy to market when you believe in what's happening.
You know, it's interesting, the opportunities that I've had to talk to the physicians that work for you guys. You know, I said, what drew you to Primary Care Plus? Immediately their answer is their model. Of getting to spend more time with the patient,
yes.
You know, and not running 5 minutes, 10 minute, you know, 15 minute turnarounds, and just blowing out and having to have 15, 16, 17 visits a day.
Right. We really want to get to know you and listen to you. We're not drive through medicine. We don't want to be in that arena. It's very impactful, and we see the results in our labs because we're listening and paying attention to what you're saying and picking up on those little hints that could make a big difference in your health care overall.
And in the coordination of care, you know, because y'all don't provide all of the stuff and on the continuum,
right?
And then coordinating that and having a navigator,
right? You still have your choice. You know, if let's say you have to go to a specialist of some sorts in cardiology or something like that, we follow you and make sure, you know, we coordinate those appointments for you, and you still have a choice of who you want to go to, but we like to assist you in making those best decisions for you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having us out here with you guys today. I always enjoy this. I love to see the happy faces. The folks at the Y are wonderful. Your folks are wonderful. It's a great collaborative effort, and I think the community really appreciates the effort.
Well, thank you, Noel. We love being with the Y and all the community partners here today. So thank you so much.
That's Rebecca Remetich with Primary Care Plus. When we come back, Ian Hoke is in for Scoot today. Stay with us.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.